Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. So glad that you're here with us today. So glad that we have this opportunity to be able to pour into your life and help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Thanks so much for being you and for being here with us. Whether this is the first time you've heard the show or this is the, you know, whatever, I think we're at 125 episodes or so now. Maybe you've listened to all of them. That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate it. There are some amazing people that we've had opportunity to be able to bring onto the show. And I do hope that you get a chance over the course of time to be able to really hear every single one of them, because each of them has such an amazing brilliance that they bring to the table. Today, of course, is no different. We've got a couple more best-selling authors that we want to highlight for you, and their books, you know, they really help us deal with those things that we really need in our life. What is that? You know, I mean, I heard Chris Rock say one time, you know, that women want food, water, and compliments. But I think it's really a little deeper than that. I think each of us wants to feel loved. We want to feel energized. We want to really, truly live healthy, well, and alive. That's part of the reason why we love the name Thriving Entrepreneur for the show, is because thriving has to do with all of who you are. Every single one of the elements, the aspects of your life, are things that you really want to have working well in order to be able to thrive. Now, the truth of the matter is that in any given day, certain parts of our lives will be doing really well, and other parts will be doing not so well. And that's where we have the opportunity to be able to learn how to take the parts that we're struggling and up-level them, and take the parts that are going well and really celebrate them. I think it's important that we do both of those, because it's either, you know, there's ditches on both sides of the road, as the old saying goes. You can either spend all of your time celebrating your accomplishments and none of them working on your weak areas, or, as most of us do, you can spend all of your time beating yourself up over the things that you need improvement in, rather than remembering to celebrate how amazing you are. Think of all of the things that you've done in your life. Just think about that for a minute. I mean, seriously, think of all you've been through, all that you've accomplished. Now let's break it down into some really small, really practical things. Did you get up this morning? Are you still alive? Now that seems like a ludicrous question. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to the show, you must be alive. But did you celebrate another day of living? Remember that song? And I really do think that there is a secret in learning how to celebrate the small things. I heard somebody say the other day, it was probably actually one of the interviews here on the show, and I liked it so much because they said, you know, you don't have to take one giant step forward. All you need to do is just take a little tiny step. All of those little tiny steps do add up to the big step. And that's really how we move forward in life. It isn't about, you know, can I go from $5 in my wallet to $1 million in my wallet? But it's more like, can I go from $5 to $10? Can I go from wanting to be hired for my first job to having the job that I dream of, or having the company that I'm the CEO of? You know, I mean, good CEOs are the people who really understand how to do every aspect of their business so that they can teach and train the people in their organization, but also so that, you know, if there's holes that need to be filled, they can step in and do it. Think about your experience in the work world. Some of us have worked for managers who are amazingly talented, who can step in and do things. Now, the secret to good hiring is to hire somebody that's better at things than you are. You know, you don't have to be the jack of all trades and master of all of them, too. But it is good to know how your company is running. And it feels good when you're an employee in a company to, you know, have the manager get it, to understand what you're going through, doesn't it? Much more so than somebody who, as the saying goes, sits up in their lofty tower, sending down orders from on high, you know, that doesn't really understand what it's like day to day down there in the trenches. You really do appreciate it when the guy is down there slugging it out with you. I want you to remember this statement. It's not mine. In fact, actually, I think it comes from the first leader of SEAL Team 6, Richard Marchenko. This is the first place that I remember hearing it. And that's this. We lead people. We manage things. I want you to hear that. We lead people. We manage things. You see, you can't really manage people. You can inspire them. You can lead them. You can give them opportunity for success. But you can't really make them do things. Everybody has their own free will. So what kind of a manager are you? Are you the person who's down there leading? Or are you the person who's sitting back in the back and trying to shove everybody else forward while you don't do anything? Interesting thing to think about, isn't it? Those are the kind of things that I want you to kind of keep in your mind as we go through each of these books today, because we really do want to focus on having our best version of our life. And the person who has the power to do that, you've met this person before. It's that person staring back from you at the mirror every morning when you're getting ready. You have all the power to be able to feel loved, to live fully and completely, to be healthy, happy, wealthy, and wise. Now the question is, what are you going to choose? Because you see, in the end, doesn't matter what's happened to us, what's come along, or what may come in the future, what we have control over is what we choose. I love the statement. Sid Bauman, a sales trainer, amazing gentleman that I was so blessed to have in my life many, many years ago now, actually. Sid Bauman had a great statement. It was this: control what you can, and don't worry about what you can't control. Think about that for a minute. You know, some of us are admittedly control freaks. We like to be in control of things. But the real secret to success is finding what you can control and then not worrying about all of those things that you can't control. You know, you can't control the weather. It's going to be whatever it's going to be. And you can be happy or just, you know, beside yourself, angry with it. And the weather is still going to be exactly what it's going to be. You don't really have any control over that. But what you could control is if you live, you know, in a northern state and it's snowing all the time and you really don't like snow, you could control the movement south, you know, you moving south. Or vice versa, you know, if it's always hot all the time and you'd really like to live in a cooler climate, you could control moving. You do have that ability to control that. You see, that's where we really begin to become empowered in our life, is when we realize that we have the power in our lives. The power is choice. It's our ability to choose what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and most importantly, who are we going to be? That's an interesting one that I'd really love to see you contemplate. Who are you going to be? What is the life that you want to have today, this week, this month, over the course of the next year, who do you want to be? You know, that TV show, Who Do You Think You Are? I challenge you. Yes, it does have a lot to do with where you came from, but now where you go, that choice is completely, totally, 100% yours. So who do you think you are? And who do you want to be? Where are you going in life? And what does it take to get there? Big questions with deep answers, but not necessarily hard, because, and it's funny because it's Christmas time as I'm recording this, and I think of the old cartoon from way back when I was a kid, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Some of you remember that, don't you? Do you remember how they retaught, you know, the Winter Warlock how to walk? They taught him to put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. I love that concept, and I hope that all of you will take to heart just what is that one thing that you can do, and then what's the next thing, and on until soon, just like the Winter Warlock, you're walking out the door. Just a little bit of fun here at Christmas time as we learn how to live as thriving entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after this message here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Today we want to bring to you, as we do often, some best-selling authors with some really timely, really needed advice to help you live your best life. So grab a pen and paper so you can take some notes if you want to. Not if you're driving. In that particular case, just listen. It's okay. But, you know, take note of the things. It really is true that the things that we write down, we retain better. So I really do hope that you will glean some information from these amazing best-selling books to help you live your life the best possible that you can. Because in the end, that's what I really want for you. What is enduring love? I mean, I think all of us understand the concept of love, but what does it mean for love to be enduring? That's a question we want to kind of look at today and dive deep into with our next best-selling author, Vanessa Marie Perry. Hi, Vanessa. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. So tell us a little bit first, just a little bit about who you are.
Sure. So I'm Vanessa Perry. I'm a psychologist by training and a writer by passion. And I have come to this work by really working with people who were either not in relationships or want to be in relationships or are currently in relationships and trying to figure out how they can navigate the waters of career, profession, outside activities to get to a place where they're in a more healthy and wholesome relationship status.
Mm. I love both of those phrases, healthy and wholesome relationship status. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we tend to, you know, either do one or the other, as opposed to really trying to have a both fulfilling as well as healthy relationship.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And, you know, I work with a lot of people who essentially, they have it all. I mean, they have great careers and they travel a great deal and they have extracurricular activities. But they're really either struggling in the relationship side, either it's to get in a relationship and find the right relationship, or they're just having challenges in their current relationships in terms of balancing. And so that's one of the things that I really work with them on through my counseling practice and through my coaching services primarily.
I mean, it's just so tough sometimes in marriage, you know, compared to what you see on TV. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I definitely understand. Yes.
Because all of us, we see too many romantic comedies and we don't really think it's like, you know, well, hey, that was a perfect place to end it because, you know, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan still live on opposite ends of the United States.
Right. You know, the reality is that nobody tells us how to do relationships. Nobody tells us how to do marriage. And a lot of times, even if we have our own role models in our families, you know, our parents, our grandparents, once you get in the situation, you really don't know what you're getting into. So, you know, particularly for those individuals, if you marry young, a lot of my friends got married when they were in their 20s, straight out of undergrad. And so now, you know, we're in our 40s, you know, about to be in our 50s. And so they're not the same people that they used to be when they were 20. And they've had some trials and some tribulations along the way. And they're either, unfortunately, some of them have divorced. But those who have managed to stick it out, who've now been married 20 plus years, you know, longer than 20 plus years, 30 years, 40 years, it was not an easy road. But it was this type of steadfast and enduring love that allowed them to continue in the relationship and to move forward.
Mm. And I love that word too, enduring, you know, I mean, there's a lot of words that I can think of that go together with love, but that one just really, I think, puts home what we really all want in our relationships. At least I hope everybody wants that in their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I definitely want to get a second opportunity at enduring love. I had it once, and let's hope that I get it again.
Mm. So, there's so many things. I'm sure we could fill up hours of content, but if you were to pick just one thing, what is the biggest secret that you think to helping a person really create enduring love?
Friendship. Friendship is the biggest thing. I think at the end of the day, if you're able to communicate effectively, compassionately, empathetically, lovingly with an individual that and develop a friendship that is really long-suffering, that is able to endure the trials and tribulations because you're willing to work through it, then that is ultimately the key to a successful relationship. It's friendship.
I think we skip that one all too often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think what a lot of people don't realize is we get caught up in this notion of he makes me feel this way and she makes me feel this way. But the reality is that love is an action. Love is just not a feeling. It's putting the work in and day out. It's communicating. It's supporting each other. It's being there when others aren't there. It's through sickness. It's through health. It's through rich. It's through poor. Through kids. Through debt. I mean, so many different things. And a lot of people just don't realize that there is a commitment that has to be made in the beginning. So even when you hate that person's guts and they're getting on your nerves, there is the commitment and the friendship that keeps you going. So that really, that unconditional love that a lot of people don't develop in their relationships, oftentimes until either much later in the relationship or not at all.
It's so important. Well, and it's something that you gotta, you know, you gotta keep working on. I mean, if you started out as really great friends, just because you got married doesn't mean you should stop being friends.
Exactly. Still go out, you know, still go on dates, you know, still make each other laugh. It doesn't mean that just because, you know, you're now married or you're in this long-term committed relationship that all of the things that attracted you to that individual have to go by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Kathy and I just went through, just had our 15-year anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. You know, we still, every night, we're just crazy for each other. We sit up, we're like, you know, two preteen kids, you know, having a sleepover. It's like,
I love that.
Tell me a story.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's the way it should be. You know, 15 years down the line, 30 years down the line, 50 years down the line, you should still have that giddiness that you had in the beginning. Now, maybe it's matured, but it's still that giddiness, that butterflies, but it's all about action as well. So yes, they make you feel giddy, but it's also because of the things that they do, that they're supporting you and the things that you want to do, that they're communicating with you, that they're showing you day in and day out that they really do love and care for you, that they're nurturing to you. These are all the things that ultimately set us up for an enduring love.
I love that. So we always have to talk about the other side of things.
Yeah.
What are the things that keep us from having that enduring love?
I think a lot of times what keeps us from that place is our own stuff, our own baggage, our own preconceived notions and often expectations about what a relationship should be, what love should look like. And so we go into a situation thinking, oh, it should be like this. Just like you mentioned earlier, these romantic comedies have us thinking, oh, this is how it should be. I should feel this way all the time. And that's not the case. And so when you set yourself up with these unrealistic expectations and watch too many romantic comedies, you really set yourself up for failure because you come into the situation completely unaware of what it really takes to move forward in a relationship and to develop the fullness of a relationship. In addition, I would probably say the other thing that sets us up is a lack of communication, the inability to properly communicate. And I'm not just talking about the words that we say. I'm talking about our actions, nonverbal. I'm talking about the tone that we use, the inflection that we use when we're talking to our spouse or to our partner. A lot of times we just don't realize how powerful communication is and how that can either make or break a relationship.
It's really important. You know, they always say the two things is, is communication and money is the two things.
That's it.
Worse yet is when you're talking about money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So help us out. Give people a tip. What could we do? And in this particular case, since we've been talking a lot about marriage, what can we do as a married person to have a better relationship? What's just one thing?
I think it's important to have date night.
Describe that to people who it's totally foreign to them.
Sure. So date night means that there's one night a week where it's just you and your partner, you and your spouse doing something that you enjoy. Maybe it's going out. Maybe it's going to a movie or dinner. Maybe it's just sitting there and you guys watching a movie or what Netflix and chill is what the millennials say. maybe you're taking a walk or exercising together on a particular day. These are really the things that build intimacy in a relationship and will build endurance in relationships. If you take the time just one day a week to check in, to spend some quality time with the individual, it will make your relationship much happier.
I couldn't agree more. Well, Vanessa, I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us about enduring love. And I do encourage everybody to get Vanessa's book, Enduring Love. Thanks, Vanessa.
Great. Thanks so much, Steve.
Do you have that? Do you have enduring love? I'm so blessed. You know, I mean, I brag about her all the time, but all of you know that I work with my amazing wife, Kathy. If you haven't gotten an opportunity to meet, to work with Kathy Kidd, oh my gosh, you have got to go to one of her workshops or one of the times that she's speaking or stuff like that. An amazing, incredible woman. You know, and I, of course I'm prejudiced. She's my wife. She's awesome. She's beautiful. I love her. But the truth of the matter is that she is very, very, very talented. And I'm so glad, so blessed to have enduring love. It's something that all of us need, and I think probably all of us crave, is somebody who really, truly loves us. It's one of the core things that all of us need in life, and that's to feel loved and also to be able to give love. So ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? Do you remember I said that earlier, didn't I? What kind of person do you want to be? And what does it take for you to be the person that you'd like to have an enduring love with would want to be with? I mean, that's fair, isn't it? You have your ideal for the perfect person for your life. They have an ideal too, and it's fair that each of you has the wonderful blessing, the opportunity to be able to live with that person who loves you and is perfect just for you. So again, who do you want to be? What does it take to be that person? And what kind of a person fits best in with that? That's a really high key component to having that enduring love that all of us crave, all of us want, and all of us desire. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We've been talking about the question of who do you want to be? How do you be that person so that you can thrive in your life, in your business, in everything that you do? But who do you want to be? We talked in the last segment about enduring love, about love that's something that's just more than, you know, somebody that you meet and, you know, it's good for a little while, but it doesn't really endure. No, I'm talking about enduring love. I'm talking about something that lasts. Doesn't that sound nice? A love that will last, preferably forever. I mean, we all really want that, don't we? And so now what we need to think about is, what does it take to be that person that's lovable? You know, I mean, and all of us are lovable, but I mean, how do I make myself the person that the person that I can have enduring love with wants to be with? And that comes from really spending some time healing ourselves, really being healthy, really living in a state where we are the best version of ourselves. How do we get to that? Are you curious? Well, I'm going to bring you another best-selling author that is going to help us all look at how we can heal ourselves and be the best version of ourselves, and some opportunities that are coming up for us to really reignite and have a great 2017. It's a great way to head in, for those of you that are listening live, into the holiday season, as well as really have a great opportunity to have a great 2017. And if you're listening to it on recording, that's okay, because every day can be a new year for you. So the word healthy is thrown around a lot these days. And, you know, often as soon as we hear the word healthy life, we immediately start thinking about food or exercise or things like that. But there is so much more involved in really, truly living healthy. And today I'm glad to be joined by Dr. Carolyn Anderson, and she's going to talk to us about heal thy life, how to really, truly live healthy in this world. Hi, Carolyn. Thanks for being here with us.
Hi, thanks for having me. Great day. This is an awesome day. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So your book is now a bestseller in multiple categories, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tell people who aren't familiar with you a little bit about your background.
Sure, absolutely. I am Dr. Carolyn Anderson, and I have a wide array of experiences from my background, such as I was in the military, I did medicine with the Army vet, and I also am a coach that coach about life and about wealth. I am a business professor, so I teach about finances and business. And I run a corporate firm downtown Chicago that does consulting and coaching and also speaking. And we have a university that we help to transform people's lives. So in everything that I do, in my entire background has always been to have others' lives transformed, always living in the present moment and living life fully every single day.
I'm really curious for you to explain, you know, you and I have talked off the air about it a little bit, but people will really be interested to hear this part. So on the title of your book, it's Heal Thy Life, Heal Thy Land. But in the middle of it, it has this 2017 thing. And I'd love for you to explain to people why that's there and what it means to us.
Absolutely. So that is like a timer as well as it's a date. So it's supposed to really stand out. So as I was going through the process of writing this book, and I'm glad you mentioned too about the title, because it's the word healthy, but it also has heal and thy in there. So when I got to ready and serious to really write this book, God spoke to me and said, go and find the first place in the Bible that the word heal or any variation of healing appears. And when I searched the scriptures, the first place I found it was in the first book, which is Genesis, and it's Genesis 20:17. And so that is no coincidence, because there is no coincidence in him. And what he showed me was that starting 2017, the year 2017, will initiate major healing in people's lives, because we're coming up to a time and a season where he's going to be blessing his people with wealth. But the first thing that you can have in order to gain the wealth is to live a healthy life. If you replace the W in wealth with H, it is actually the word health. And so that is so significant that 2017, the time starts. So, you know, years later, maybe 2018, 19, and people are just now just hearing about this book, the time has already started, so they can always participate. But the year 2017 is just a few days away, and this is where everyone can walk in divine healing. Every disease, there is nothing that cannot be healed. Nothing in the four areas of life, this book is really about the four areas. Your life really exists in your health, your physical and personal health, your faith, your relationships, and your finance. And this is what this book addresses. So it's not just about, I really even talked anything in there about food. It is more about experiencing an equilibrium in all those four areas. Because I often use Steve Jobs as one of my favorite person to talk about, because he was super wealthy, a billionaire. I mean, a lot of people wish we had half of what he had, but his money could not buy his life, could not buy his health. And so he did eventually pass away from an illness, from a disease, and he has the money, but couldn't buy it. And so there are so many people who are great in one area. So they have a great relationships, but perhaps are broke, great relationships, but struggle in their faith. And so the book addresses all those areas of life, because again, 2017 initiates that process. And I found 77, they call them medicinal cures. They're scriptures, they are words that you can use to speak healing in all four areas of your life. And so that's the significance of that 2017. It's like a timer, you know, counting down, but it's also a date where the healing and the and it's healing in everyone's life. Anyone can participate in this because the Word of God says He wished that all would just have life and live it more abundantly, and that none would perish.
Mm. So the four areas of our life, for somebody that's new to them, is your health, mm-hmm. your finances,
your health, mm-hmm.
your faith,
yes.
and your relationship.
Your relationship, yeah. Right. And so everything in life really exists in one of those four areas. And I did not want to write a book about anything that has to do with healing or even health, because you can turn on the TV and there's a pill for that or a pill for this. And there's just an array of so much. And there's so many books out there about healing. But the difference with this book and why it was even significant that it was done through, you know, through Kid Publishing, Kid Marketing, was it, the difference is this is not just about your personal health, because for me, it started with my mind. And so my mind, and I have this in the book, I have a section in there where you pause, and that's a big area where a lot of individuals are not, because of social media and all the vast array of technology. The body and the mind and the whole system and the entire DNA of who we are was not made up to move that fast. And so it's so fast that our brain does not get a time to reset and to recharge and to refuel, because some people sleep with their phones. I mean, it's like their partner. And so the mind cannot be transformed because it's not getting the time to heal. And so this book is so significant because it helps to remove those limiting beliefs that we perhaps acquire from birth or childhood. And so I have a section in the book where every time you read, every couple pages, you got to pause, stop, reflect, and not just move on to the next thing. And in the pause moment, one of those is to look within yourself and to see what belief systems or any lies that you have believed about yourself that you can't do, because there is no such thing. And so I have you stop right away in the, I call it a pause moment, because that's what happened to me in my life. I was heading so fast in one direction and it was good, but I needed to withdraw. I needed to pull back so that I can have complete and total wholeness. So what qualifies me to write about this book was because in our coaching, we've always been doing this in our practice, but I did not recognize that. People did not realize that our lives exist in the four areas. So a lot of people will spend a lot of time going to financial seminars, or they'll spend a lot of time going to relational seminars, but you're missing something in the gap, and there's always this void. And so what God says, I have pulled you back so that you can have the whole picture. Because when the children of Israel were departing from Exodus, they were whole. They had everything. They were healthy for the journey, for the wealth. And there was no way that they could have went through and had the faith to go through what they needed to have unless they had all four areas of life. And that's the significance of this book. And it had to go through your marketing, your publishing channel, and your, because I could have did it anywhere. But because of the uniqueness that you guys bring in the market, where you look at the whole human being and not just segment them in one area, that's how it's aligned, and that's how this book is going to become a movement and change lives.
So, and I love the concept of a pause moment, because all too often we just go, 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 and sometimes the best thing we can do is stop. You know, none of us ever want to hear the word no, but sometimes no is the most powerful word that there is, because then we have to actually stop and think as opposed to just moving on to the next thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it started in high school. So children are the greatest pause. They live their life fully every single day. You know, you take them to a birthday party and they'll play and just crash. And then they wake up and start all over again. But when we got to high school, somewhere there, guidance counselors and parents began to say to you, "But what are you going to do with your life? You know, Are you going to go to college? Are you going to find a job? Where are you going to marry? All those aspects. And from that point, we began to think about what we're going to do next. And for some reason, we never caught up and to say, let me just live in the moment. Let me just pause. You know, it's like, what's the next thing? In corporate America, I did contracts and negotiations for a living. And they're the saying that you're only as good as your last contract. So we would celebrate just like for 5 minutes, this $1 million contract that we spent 3 years trying to get. And then it's like, what's next? So it's that. And that's where the equilibrium in the brain needed to take place. And just pause, just disconnect really from everything. And that's the significance of, again, just the healing in the mind and in the heart, the relationships, the finance, you know, because you can be healthy, you know, in every area of your life, but if the finances are difficult and you can't even get to go take a vacation or take 3 days off or have a condo or something like that, then you're really not pausing. If all you're doing is working and your only rest is on weekend and, you know, 5 days back into the workspace. So, yeah, the pause and that stop is what we really need. And I believe, again, this is going to not just help the United States, but just people all over the world, because it does come in the digital form if they're not able to purchase a hard copy book. But I like the hard copy because there's a section in there where you can write in the pause moment. So I'm a writer. Well, obviously I'm doing this interview, so I write. And I like to write things down, though. There's a difference when you see things on paper. It jumps out at you and you can feel it and touch it versus, you know, the electronic book, which is great also. I do both, actually, so I can read on the plane. Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, I'm really excited about your book, Heal Thy Life, Heal Thy Land. For people that are looking it up on Amazon, there's a dash actually in there. So it's heal-thy-life, heal-thy-land. You know, because we want you to be able to find it. It's available on Amazon. International best-selling book. Really, really will make a real difference in your life. Carolyn, thanks so much for sharing just a little bit about your book and the journey that you're on and that we're all getting ready to start taking here in 2017.
Yes, awesome. Thank you for having me. And I just pray we'll be a blessing into the people's lives. It's dedicated to you.
Are you healthy? Do you know how in every aspect of your life you can heal thyself? I really do hope that you're moving every day towards a healthier you, towards healing thyself. I really like that turn of phrase. I think it's a lot of fun. And I really do encourage you again, as we head towards our last commercial break, to give one more thought towards who do you want to be? Think about it. Just really take some time while you're listening to these commercials and really ask yourself, am I the best version of myself? Who do I want to be? And what do I need to do to get there? Again, you don't have to take the whole entire journey today. You don't have to be there by the time the radio show's over. Having clarity will help you move in the right direction. And here's some more good news. If you're moving, you can always turn the car. It's really hard to turn a stopped, parked car. But when it's moving, it becomes easier and easier. And that's true in your life, too. You don't have to have all the answers today, but it's good to start asking the questions. Who do you want to be? And how can you get there? What's a step that you can take today? Think about that, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. What an amazing couple of books, and what a great way to really head into whatever season you're headed into. If you're listening live, you know, the holiday season or any stage in your life, to ask yourself, who do you want to be? And then really having tools to be able to be the best version of yourself. Because that's really what Kathy and I want for you, is to help you thrive in every aspect of your life. And we want to help you share your amazing story, your amazing journey with the world. You can do that just by starting out by joining us at bestsellersguild.com. It's a free Facebook group. There's almost like 1,500 people as I'm talking to you here right now that are part of the group. It's growing every day. And this is filled with people who are best-selling, international best-selling authors, people who are in the process of doing their book, people who are dreaming of it and don't know where to start. We have a really great community. And the thing I love the most about it is it really is a family. You know, you can get the help, the support, the encouragement you need, and you can be with like-minded people. One of the best secrets of really truly getting to where you're going and being the best version of yourself is surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And you can find that at bestsellersguild.com. So people ask me sometimes, they're like, well, you know, is this story valid? Do you think it'll be a good story? You know, and I tell them, it's like, you know, your story is important. You're here for a reason, and the world needs you to fill that spot that only you can fill. We could have two people sitting in front of us. Both of them could work in, customer service, and yet their story of how they've been through life so far, what they've learned from what they've gone through, those are going to be different things. Even if they sounded, you know, and there are sometimes when you read things and you're like, oh, that sounds a lot like something else I've heard. Even in that case, their perspective brings new light to us. It's amazing to me to hear feedback and stories from people who heard something that's not new, but that the way that particular person said it really resonated with them. Their story, their journey, what they've been on is something that they can relate to. And that's what we really need, is to express who we are one to another, share our stories, let people know who you want to be in this world, and help them be the best version of themselves too. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Imagine if all of us just did the best we could do every day. Imagine how great the world could be. So please do join us at bestsellersguild.com. You'll get a chance to interact with that beautiful lady that I told you about earlier, my wife. She helps head things up, has workshops in there that she conducts that'll help you get your story out of your head and onto paper. Well, probably a computer in these days, but, you know, some people still actually write, and that's okay, too. What we want to do is we want to help share your amazing story. Now, sometimes people say, well, you don't understand how busy I am. And I love it when they tell me that, because the truth of the matter is this program that Kathy and I have developed was made just for you. We help busy professionals to be able to get their story out. You can go from where you are right now today to being a best-selling author in as little as 30 days. From the interview to you being a best-selling author. And we'd love to show you how we can do that and why it's worked for, and I don't even have the exact number in front of me right this minute, but it's approaching about 180 people now. It's exciting to be able to share those journeys, those messages, those stories with the world. And you know whose story is next to be shared? It's yours. So come join us at bestsellersguild.com. Find out how you can share your voice, your amazing story with the world. Because, as I tell you every week, you are uniquely brilliant. There really, truly is no one else in this world like you. There never has been, and there never will be another you. Not even twins or quadruplets are exactly alike. Each of them is uniquely different. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. There is a place on this earth that only you can fill, that no matter how hard anybody else tries, they can't be you, because you were created for a purpose. And here's the exciting part. The world needs you. That's right. The entirety of the world needs you to be the best version of yourself, as each of us fulfills 100% of our purpose on the world. Every single one of the rest of the people on the planet, their lives are just a little bit better, in big ways and small ways. So remember that. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. And the world does need you. It is our delight. Kathy and I love helping you live every single day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I hope that you got a lot out of our great books that we brought to you. And until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.